to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. Please report all non-emergency crimes.
Hello, police. What's your reason for calling?
Hello. I made a complaint, an official complaint, about 4 days ago through this phone line. I got told that someone was going to call me back in regards to my emergency matters, and no one called me back. I phoned again yesterday and spoke to somebody. They told me they advised me that I had put the complaint in 4 days prior and that someone should have called me. I explained to them that no one had called me. She said she was going to re-highlight it for someone to call me again, and I'm still waiting again here today for someone to call me.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have a reference number, sir?
I didn't bother taking a reference number down. It was just on the computers. I took recordings of the conference. I do have them, but they're in the recordings. I have to play them back to myself.
I see. Okay. All right, then. Well, okay, then, sir, can I take your name?
Simon Paul Cordell. Cordell.
Your address, please, Simon.
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Okay, that's fine, thank you. Just bear with me and see what we've got here.
Okay, thank you. How many calls have I actually made to the call centre, roughly, over the last, say, 5 years?
Okay, I can't tell that because we don't actually go that far back on our system here. I mean, that is, so the older things we would have been archived.
Okay, how far can you roughly go back?
I think we go back about a year here.
Roughly?
Yeah, I mean, I can see in front of me there's a few calls that you've made right in front of me, and I'm just looking at one of them to see exactly what's happening with that and what the sort of status is.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, that's alright, just wait me a second, thanks.
Okay. Do you have Google available to use?
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
I've got a website, horrificcorruption.com, that I've had to put up, and it's got loads of corruption and what I'm actually complaining about, and video evidence of what people are doing to me, and it's got lots of evidence in it of what's happened, and I want someone to pay attention to the evidence that's inside that website and treat my human rights with respect, and to treat the company's policies with respect, and that's what my main concern and my main goal is right now.
Okay. Alright, just bear a minute, just see what's happening with you. I'm just going to put you on hold for just 1 second, alright?
Alright, thank you.
Simon, alright, stay there, alright, thanks.
Alright, thank you. Slam your windows as much as you want.
Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there. I've had a quick look through the notes that were on the system here already, and what I can do is I can sort of just chase it up for you. It is being dealt with by the IPCC as far as I can see, okay?
By the who?
IOPCC?
IOPC. They've changed their name now. IOPC.
Okay, well, they're dealing with it at the moment.
Who is actually handling that case? I've not been told that, and I've not spoke to anybody. And when I phone them, they say that they're not dealing with the issues, and that this is that the police need to deal with their own whistleblowing policies and efficient.
I mean, the only thing I can do is I can only go on what's on the record inference.
Who does it have a name there? Does it have a name?
No, it doesn't. I'm afraid no.
Who actually signed? Who actually signed in and actually the ID to the actual log? Who actually created the log and said that and actually raised that this was going to be dealt with the, by the IOPC?
Well, I mean, it was the inspector at the time that put it on.
What inspector was that? Inspector Singh or Singh or something like that?
No, it doesn't say the name of the individual, it's just the pay number is on there, that's all. And, but like I said, I can actually put a note, now for this call that you're making right now.
Okay.
To say that you're following this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to see exactly where we can go from here, what's going on with this.
Okay, so can I phone the IOPC now and take a CAD reference number off yourselves and say that and say that this is now an active complaint that is 100% being dealt with by the IOPC. The Metropolitan Police have informed me of this information and I would like to speak to a case handler. Is that possible for me to do that?
Well, just one second, I'm going to see what's on here again, see what else we can get. Yeah, I can give you the CAD number at the phone when that's mentioned, actually. Have you got a pen there?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, find it again. Just give me a second. Okay, yeah, the CAD number is 4360.
4360.
Okay. Yeah, and that's of the 6th of October.
6th of October, 2018.
Yes, that's right, yeah, that's this one. I think because you were saying you didn't take a reference number before, did you? No. You down.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the one where it's making the reference to IPCC, but if you actually do go ahead and call them, and they can, and you know, just say, call this CAD reference number,
okay,
as you suggested, yeah?
Okay.
And see how you, see if hopefully they can actually...
I appreciate your help today, you've been most courteous, sir.
You're
have a good
very,
day.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you for your call.
Okay,
take
goodbye.
Care. Bye. Bye-bye now, bye-bye.